It's 2:45. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Leanne Howe is a writer, a poet, filmmaker, and theater artist, a citizen of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. She's also an associate professor of English and American Indian Studies at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Her work has appeared in many publications and venues. Tonight and tomorrow night, she'll present the premiere of her one-woman show, Chalk Talking on Other Realities, at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. And I'm pleased to have her as my guest in this portion of the program. Leanne Howe, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So this is a production that has been long in the making. In the program notes, you say, perhaps tongue-in-cheek, that it underwent 750 revisions. How did it begin?
That's my catch line, something I tell all my students.
Keep working at it.
Keep working, keep revising. In fact, I think, and I stress this, revising is the food that we live off of as artists. So for me, this play is a long time in the making, not just the script, but the story itself really doesn't come to life until it's been knocked around some 20-odd years, maybe longer.
Mm.
And it's because it takes place in many settings over a long period of time. It began when I was working as a waitress in Oklahoma City in 1970. And a lot of events were going on, as you remember, the Vietnam War, a lot of protests during that time. Students had occupied the abandoned prison, American Indian students had occupied the abandoned prison on Alcatraz Island, and we were really, as young people, involved in the struggle for civil rights for American Indians and African Americans. So at that time, working there, I also became the union steward, and I tried to write that story several times, and many other events culminated, and I finally was able to publish the story, you know, well over 20 years after the fact. And then to bring it to life as a performance has taken, you know, 10 more years.
Wow. Well, what happened to allow it to come to a final piece?
Well, you know, I'm very grateful to the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts and the staff and to Mike Ross for giving me this space to bring it to fruition. And I, over the last 5 years, I've worked with a filmmaker named Jim Fortier on a couple of other projects, Spiral of Fire for PBS, and then he and I co-produced Playing Pastime, which is a film about Indian baseball players. Both of those are documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to ask Jim Fortier, who is going to be the artist in residence, and he'll be here starting in February for a month as the artist in residence for American Indian Studies. And he'll be also, he came to help me produce and then films that would supplement the performance tonight at Krannert.
Hmm.
So a lot of different elements went into the writing, both experience, the theater department, and really Krannert's wonderful staff and all the people in the theater department, and especially Kathy Perkins, just a whole group of people really have helped to bring this to the place it is today.
Yeah, apparently in the show, there's a metaphor, and I don't know how many times or how it's woven in and out, a metaphor of running. And when I read the notes you wrote for the program, one of the things that came to my mind was the power of the metaphor in terms of the world's refugees, the civilians that must flee in an effort to survive. Is that fair? How does that play out, this metaphor of running in this piece?
Oh, thank you for asking. That's a great question. The final element and image that I had to find within myself was what happened to me as a little kid, and running. I've felt like as an artist and as somewhat a teacher in American Indian Studies, I've felt like I was running ever since I was a child, and it also fit into some events that happened when I was visiting on a study tour in Jerusalem in 1992. And so those elements all culminated in this piece, and it is exactly that. There are refugees that are running. Children are running from bullets and bombs and explosions. And in my case, you know, I was just running away, trying to escape the closet. And there's a literal closet. And so those kinds of emotional touchstones really became metaphors that I could use to finish the piece and also present it as a theatrical piece.
Yeah. Also, though, this metaphor of running, one could see it as running towards something. You know, you're leaving something behind, right?
Yes, absolutely. Leaving something behind and then seeing what is coming next over the horizon.
But hopefully it's good.
Hopefully it is better than what you're running from.
Yeah. The significance of the title, what is it to Chalk Talk?
Well, you know, I play a lot with my own tribe's name. I have a character in my latest novel who's a Chick-Chock, and he's Chickasaw Choctaw, and Choctawking, and you know, I think another writer has described us as chucklers, Choctaw chucklers, because we laugh a lot, and we're not, I don't know if that's so true, but it is true at home. I grew up with a lot of people who sat together and talked softly and talked, and it was a lot of fun. And my uncle certainly, my aunts would when they wanted to really hide something from us, would you know, speak in Choctaw, and sometimes we could understand it, and a lot of times I couldn't. So it just seemed to fit as the voice of this piece is very particularized. It's a stylized voice, and it is talking and speaking. The piece is speaking out in against some of these world events that are taking place. You know, and it takes place in Gaza, which has also been in the news the last month. Gaza, Jerusalem, Israel, and of course the United States, and our own actions in warfare.
Hmm. I like the sound of the word Chalk Talk, and you as a poet appreciate sound, I'm sure. You want to talk with us about, give us some sense of the sound of the piece.
Well, I think of it as I think of her as, and the narrator as a. It has a series of chants throughout the piece that are voiced chants, and they repeat. It seems to repeat in series of three. There are three acts in the piece that are clearly marked, and. You know, she's commenting on the major religions of the world, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and then looking at the world from her own tribal perspective. So there are pieces that float up. There are sacred stories that are about our landscape and the Southeast. So those things continue to reverberate. And then, of course, there's a chant and a call to arms, or call to prayer, however you want to look at it, that comes full circle back in the piece. So there is a fair amount of that, and some might think it's akin to preaching. I hope not, but I kind of have that kind of a voice anyway.
Mm.
So, it is me, and it isn't me.
Yeah. as I understand it, both performances are sold out. But now when your friend comes to town next month, I believe, Jim Fortier?
Yes.
Perhaps there would be another performance.
We don't have any plans for that. It would be terrific. It would be fun to do that. And Jim worked really hard on these films. There are 9 filmettes or pieces of film that really interject themselves. They're scenes and images. And when we begin to think about story really, for me, builds out of images and image production. And so these are behind the performance itself, and they're pieces that he picked up from these scenes are embedded in the story itself, the printed version. And so I hope that it would be fun to be able to do something like that while he's here, but there aren't any plans for that.
Oh, unfortunately. Well, maybe you can work on that. I don't know, but I think it would be fascinating to have a conversation between the two of you on stage as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes,
well,
I'll mention that.
Okay. Well, there we have to leave it. We're out of time. Leanne, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Leanne Howe is a writer, a poet, filmmaker, theater artist. She's a citizen of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. She's an associate professor of English at English and American Indian Studies at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Tonight and tomorrow night, she'll present the premiere of her one-woman show, Choctalking, on other realities at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts.